Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at Fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Sunday, January 17th. And as promised yesterday, we are taking this weekend to get some more of your voices on the air because we just got slammed with email questions during the Christmas, New Year's, holidays, and we want to get more people involved in the program. So if you would like to come on the air with us or you just have a financial question, just send an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com and say, hey, I want to come on the air with you guys. Mark will do the rest. That is what Joan did. Joan is on the line from the Mid-Atlantic. Well, hello, Joan. How can I help you out today?
Hi, Jill. Thank you so much for taking my question. And I really appreciate all you and Mark are doing to help everyone out. My question is about the RMDs from our retirement plan, the required minimum distributions, how to do that, and the mix of investments we have.
So tell me a little bit about you. You said we, so I presume there's a spouse there. So first, let's do the basics. How old are you guys?
I'm 66. My husband is 72. So we started taking the RMD when he was 70, as required. We've just been taking the minimum. Mm-hmm. We were able to suspend it this year because of the CARES Act.
Yep.
So we have not been taking it, but it starts again this month.
Got it.
We've been doing it monthly in the past. We just wonder if we're doing how we're taking it out is correct, and how we're doing that.
So now tell us a little bit about how much money is in retirement accounts for each of you.
It's all in TIAA. We've rolled everything into that to make it easier. We both had long careers in state government as far as administration in universities. So we have some money there in teaching. He has $985,000 in that account. I have $211,000 in a TIA account and $120,000 in a Roth IRA.
And the Roth is also a TIAA?
It's at Vanguard.
Oh, it's at Vanguard. Okay, good. And does your husband also have a Roth account or not?
No.
Okay. And all right, so you got a bunch of money and I presume that TIAA, not obviously not for you yet, but says to your husband, hey, this is how much money you need to take out of this account this year, correct? Or do you have someone else who's doing that for you?
Yeah, the TIAA figures that out.
Great. I love that. I love when someone else does my business. And how much has it been approximately on an annualized basis?
About 30,000.
Okay. Do you need that 30,000 to live on?
No.
Ah, interesting.
So far, used cash and other income so far and Social Security.
So right now for Social Security, how much is coming in for each of you?
It's about 50,000 total.
I should have asked this to begin with. Any other income in terms of, are you still working either of you or part-time or anything like that?
My husband's doing something that brings in about 25,000 a year.
So you've got the part-time income, you've got Social Security, so it's about 75 grand. Is that enough to support you guys?
It's a little short. We've done fine so far this year. We've had some home projects that have, we've spent some cash on that.
What about sort of the general other stuff going on, like a a cash account, like an emergency reserve fund, or any other investments that are out there?
We have about $240,000 in cash. Other stocks and bonds accounts totals about a little over $1 million in that.
Wait, in addition to the, wait a second, are you saying you're over $1 million in other non-retirement assets?
Yes.
Holy smokes, girl, you're in great shape. That was a little bit of burying the lead. I was like, okay, well, they got to dip in. Okay. So you got $1 million total. Are you guys managing this yourself? Have you hired someone to do this?
The TIAA people have helped us rearrange all the investments. That's one of my questions. They've got us in about 19 different funds.
Jeez.
Yes. It's all over the place. We have an Edward Jones account that is mainly inheritance bonds and some individual stocks that is slowly, you know, turning to cash. Other than that, no.
Okay. 19 funds. I don't know where to start with that, but let's think about this. Okay. Also, last question. House paid for? What's its value? Is there a mortgage? What else is going on there?
We recently moved, but we used the funds from, we tried to downsize, but didn't really succeed. It's worth about $500,000 and there's no mortgage, no other debt.
So you guys are in great shape.
Thank you.
You're in great shape. You know, you obviously don't need your TIAA money, right? The required minimum distribution. I mean, you need the money. I don't know if you need to be doing it monthly. If it's easier for you to do it monthly, just cause, that's fine. I generally try to say to people, if you don't really need the money, then maybe you can wait till the end of the year to take it. It's fine. It doesn't really matter. It's dotting I's and crossing T's there. Because you have so much money, there is this thing in my head that's starting to say, like, is there some reason that we need to convert some of this money out of a traditional environment? I'm not sure it makes a ton of sense. You guys have some income. You're in a low tax bracket right now. And if you think about, you know, the 30 grand that's just coming from your distribution, it looks to me like, you know, you probably are both, you know, you're in this comfortable 22% tax bracket. Has anyone at TIAA talked about converting a portion of either of your accounts into Roth?
No.
I mean, like, your TIAA, let's leave your husband's alone for a second because he's already in the middle of distributions. There's an opportunity here because you've got some time, right? You've got 6 years before you have to start taking your required minimum distributions. It might be interesting to consider whether you take that TIAA $211,000 and start taking some of that money out and converting it into your Roth IRA. Maybe you move it to Vanguard. It doesn't really matter to me where it's held, but you convert it to a Roth. And the reason why you might want to do this is that, you know, obviously right now you're already in the 22% tax bracket. You might be able to say, hey, I'll take some more money out. I'll take money out of my TIAA, convert it to a Roth. You've got plenty of cash to pay the tax due. Your number one priority would be to make sure you remain in the 22% tax bracket. So you would not remove more, you wouldn't convert more money out of TIAA than would give you income of a total of about, let's just call it $170,000. So if you've already got, let's call it about $100,000, you wouldn't want to convert too much of this to pop you into another tax bracket. Here's the opportunity for you. And that is, you pay the tax that's due now, you stay in the 22% tax bracket, you roll your TIAA money into the Roth money, and now you don't have to take distributions from your account. You just don't have to because you've already paid your tax. Considering that you don't need the money anyway, and you got plenty of money overall, this might be a really good plan for you. The one thing that I'll tell you is that to do this right, I believe in your, you were kind enough to send me your allocation. The portion of your TIAA that's in the guaranteed account has to come out over a slower period of time. So you may not be able to necessarily do that. It usually can only move 10% out a year over 10 years. So I think that would be a really good idea for you. And you won't burn up too much of your cash. You really won't. It'll be, you know, obviously you pay the tax, but you pay the tax that's due under these tax circumstances. Then you never have to worry about required minimum distributions for you. How do you feel about that?
Sounds like a great idea.
I like that too. Now, for 19 funds seems like a lot. Okay. I'm just going to point that out. You gave me your allocation, which is about 10% in the guaranteed, 70% in stocks, 7% in real estate, and fixed income's 13%. So essentially, you've got 20, 70, 10. Like, I don't know, that equity is probably a little bit high, but you have some cash in other areas. I'm not sure that you really need to do all of this. And are you paying TIAA for any investment advice, or does it just come because you're part of the system?
It just comes part of the system. If we wanted to have them help us figure out where to bring the RMDs from, now there's a charge for that that we
do. No, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. If you sent me the, as a follow-up, all the different equity, the funds, I'll promise you that what I would come to is that, fine, keep your TIAA guaranteed, but for everything else, let's make this simple. You pick an index fund for US, an index fund for international. You pick the real, you stay in the real estate with TIAA. That's it. And like a couple of the for fixed income, pick one index fund. That's it. If anything, you maybe could have six funds total. But if you send me like a just a screenshot of all your choices, I can help you out very easily. 19 is too many. It's silly. It's actually really like, I don't understand. For a company that is really smart about so much, 19 funds is dumb. In terms of the other money that you have, the cash and the stocks and the bonds, are you managing that yourself? You said it was with an old inheritance, but are you getting advice on that or not?
No, most of it's in Vanguard, the rest is in Edward Jones.
Perfect. I mean, you probably could fire your Edward Jones and just put it all in Vanguard and make your life easy. This is a situation for me where someone's trying to like make this a little bit more complicated than it needs to be. You're in fantastic shape. For the RMD, kind of doesn't matter. Whatever you're going to take in the RMD, that 30 grand a year from your husband's TIAA should just be in cash and don't mess around with anything. Put it in cash in the beginning of the year. Hey, we're going to need about 30 grand. Put the 30 grand in cash. You can take it in the beginning of the year. You can take it at the end of the year. Does not matter. Totally doesn't matter. Just make sure the money that you're going to be pulling out over the course of the next 12 months is in cash. That's it.
And how would you pull it out of the funds?
It doesn't matter. There's no tax liability in doing this. So if you're going to just pull it out, I would say, look, you just had a great year. I'd probably take whatever's in the stock allocation that's in a more expensive fund. So I'm just eyeballing it because you send me in the email you sent some of the fund names like MFS or John Hancock or Nuveen. I just look at the cost of these funds. Anything that's not an index, that's what I would be moving.
Great.
Good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Joan, thank you so much for listening. If you, like Joan, have a question, maybe it's required minimum distribution, maybe it's something else, who knows? Let us know. Send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Now listen, Joan's so nice, so sounds like very normal human being. We want more normal human beings listening to our program. Can you help us out? Send this podcast to everybody who you think is normal. I don't want them haters. I don't like those haters. So the people you think can use some financial advice, just shoot them a link to our website, to jillonmoney.com. Say, hey, subscribe to this podcast or show them how to do it. That would be really helpful. As always, we'd like to remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and do something nice for someone else today. It will make them feel better, and I know it will make you feel better. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.